多謝呢個家傳嘅顯示。
Thank you to the FFC Fellowship for their song presentation.
呢首詩歌正係喚起我哋好多人嘅心聲。
The song reflects the words of our heart.
喺三個月以嚟嘅一啲嘅抗爭、社會嘅撕裂，呢啲可以話係一個大家唔想見到情況下邊，我哋都係唔知道點樣去做。
In these past 3 months, we've seen a fragmented society and conflict that we wish we didn't have to go through.
我哋唯一件事就是我哋向神祷告。
All we can do is pray to God.
愿上帝来到祝福香港。
May God watch over and bless Hong Kong.
也愿福音能够将这个的中国来到兴起。
May God raise up China.
当这个的诉求从未有任何的表示或者有任何的妥协。
Even though they seem unapologetic.
我们知道最难熬的就是等待又却没有回音。
The hardest is to wait and not receive a response.
令人心里面感觉到很无奈，开始那个的心开始冷却又或者灰心的时候。
We feel frustrated and our heart is hardened and disappointed.
条路就会越来越难走。
And the road becomes more difficult to walk.
盼望慢慢开始熄灭成为绝望。
Let us hope.
人生有时是这样。
Life is like that.
哀大莫于心死。即是一个人的悲哀就是当你心死的时候是最悲哀的事。
The saddest thing is when your heart dies.
我想起今天我们信徒行这一条的信仰的路的时候，同样都会有这样的挑战。
As Christians, on our road in faith, we have similar challenges.
无论今天你走过这条窄路有几长，
No matter how long your road,
你爬过几高的山，
No matter how high your mountain,
我们困难会遇见多而又多的时候，
You will endure many difficulties.
你有没有心灰意冷？
Have you become frustrated? Is your heart hardened?
这个就是我们要持守我们的信仰，我们的信心。
This is where we keep our faith.
今天做基督徒容不容易啊？
Is it easy to be a Christian?
今天基督徒面对很多的挑战。
We have many challenges as Christians.
基督徒今天在时代的不断的变迁的下面，
In this ever-changing society,
我们知道很多资讯的发达，
there is the spread of information.
所以我们新时代里面一些叫做后现代的思潮，
in this world of post-modern liberalism,
以及一些不信的文化正在冲击我们的教会，
the unbelievers are challenging our church.
基督教我们的信仰，我们开始在这个社会当中的影响力越来越被淡化了。
And the Christian influence is diluted.
今日西方的基督徒渐渐失去了被人尊重的地位。
Christians in the West have lost their position of respect in society.
失去了这个重要的重要性。
They've lost their importance.
失去了这个影响力。
They've lost their influence.
我们可以说我们慢慢开始不被人信任了。
People have become distrusting of Christians.
教会的信徒，我们可以说去离开的多，留下的越来越少。
In church, more people leave than stay.
面对今天教会这么多的挑战的时候，
As the church faces many challenges,
我们问自己，今天我们教会这班群体，我们何去何从呢？
We ask ourselves, where are we going?
中心堂这个牧职，我已经担任了经过15年，今天正式是踏入第16年了。
Today is the first day of his 16th year serving at this church.
我一直都没有忘记这个我称他为六四的职分。
He has not forgotten the commandment that he refers to as the 6-4.
六四不是六四事件。
Not the June 4th Tiananmen Square event.
而是这个使徒行传六章四节他说。
But in Acts chapter 6 verse 4.
要专心以祷告传道为念。
You have to focus on preaching and praying.
在过去这七年的时间当中，我都不断地要思考。
In the past 7 years, he has constantly thought of this verse.
我问自己这个问题。
And he asks himself.
教会你而家好吗？
How are you doing, church?
我哋要做啲乜嘢？
What do you need to do?
意思就话我不断嘅嚟到省察教会今日喺我哋嘅属灵嘅生命呢个光景系点样？
How are the Christians doing in their spiritual life?
同时我不断嚟到思考，就系话呢个信心嘅群体喺呢个万变嘅世代，我哋现刻要做啲乜嘢咧？
What do the Christians need to do in this ever-changing world?
每一年当我问自己嘅时候，我就发觉嗰个答案系越嚟越难去回答嘅。
And every year, it's harder and harder to come up with an answer.
圣经话没有异象，问就会放肆。
The Bible says, without a vision, the people become unbridled.
我好鍾意呢一个嘅笔牧师，佢自己个人一个人嚟到翻译圣经嘅时候，佢咁去翻译呢一个嘅呢一句箴言嘅29章我哋18节呢句说话。
He likes the translation from Proverbs 29:18.
佢话如果人哋睇唔到上帝喺度做紧啲乜嘢嘅话，佢哋就会绊倒自己。
If people cannot see what God is doing, they will stumble over themselves.
教会喺世上嘅使命系乜嘢咧？
What is the church's mission in society?
当我哋重温呢一个嘅课题嘅时候
，As we look at this topic,
首先我哋要再睇一睇教会系乜嘢。
We have to first look at what is the church.
教会就系咩啊
？What is the church?
教会就系一个聚与散嘅一个嘅群体。
A church is a group that gathers and disperses.
可以话呢个群体系由呢一度进到去嗰一度。
A group that has to go from here to there.
而且呢个群体里边有里边，亦都有外边嘅两方面。
And this group has inside and outside.
咁样讲法，聚与散有外有内嘅表现，究竟系有啲乜嘢嘅目的呢？
What is the purpose of gathering and dispersing, going from in to out?
教会究竟我哋要完成乜嘢使命呢？
What mission do we need to accomplish?
我又问，究竟我哋教会因此被上帝给予我哋系乜嘢嘅使命呢？
And what is the mission that God has issued?
教会之所以聚，系因为喺里面有个需要。
The church people gather because there is a need inside of each of us.
之所以我哋要散，系都为咗外边嘅一个需要。
And we go out because there is a need outside of this church.
两个嘅目的都系一样嘅。
The two purposes are the same.
我要问弟兄姊妹，究竟今日教会之所以在世，我哋嘅目的系乜嘢？
What is the church's purpose in today's society?
大家如果上过主日学嘅话，你应该知道一个嘅标准嘅答案。
If you've been to Sunday school, you know the model answer.
教会嘅存在系为要活出神嘅心意。
The church exists to live out God's will.
所以话我哋每个信徒呢个挂教会嘅群体，就系要嚟到见证上帝呢一个嘅角度。
Our purpose is to live out and be a testimony to God.
不过呢个目的系上帝俾我哋嘅。
And this mission is from God.
这个目的不是我们教会自己来设立或者想出来的。
It's not something that our church thought up on its own.
问题就是说在里面这里怎样去见证上帝的角度呢？
How do you testify to God's kingdom?
又说如果我们在外面在那一度又怎样去见证上帝的角度呢？
And how do you live as Christians outside of this church?
里与内在这里在那里究竟两样有啲乜嘢嘅关系呢？
From in to out, from gathering to dispersing, what is the relationship?
我谂我可以用一个嘅比方嚟到讲到关于好似年轻人佢哋参加篮球嘅训练或者系篮球比赛一样。
He sets an example of basketball youth joining a basketball team.
呢边特别多啲后生嘅中意打篮球嘅。
There's a lot of young basketball players sitting on this side.
呢边可能冇人有即系、就是、有力气打篮球嘅。
This side has less.
容易啲能够去了解。諗下如果你要打篮球想比赛嘅话，你冇训练，咁样点样啊？
If you go to a basketball competition without any practice, what's gonna happen?
教练唔叫你点，教你点样打呢个嘅技巧，打呢个队形嘅话。
If the coach doesn't give you instructions and teach you how to play,
冇一个体能嘅训练
，without the physical stamina，
你就打唔到波，你就唔可以赢到奖杯啦。
You can't play and you certainly won't win。
同样喺教会当中嘅集训
，similarly in our church，
我哋系需要嚟到建立我哋彼此信徒嗰个嘅品格。
We need to build up each other's Christian character。
我哋讲紧我哋教会呢一班弟兄姊妹，呢班流罗可以话系嚟到去呢一个嘅训练队工。
We are all teammates training each other。
同埋我点学习一个群体嘅生活
？How to live as a group？
目的系为要见证上帝嘅国度
，so that we can be testimony to God's kingdom。
喺教会当中呢一个聚，呢一个嘅聚。
This gathering at our church，
透过我哋读圣经
，through reading the Bible，
透过我哋传递天个价值观
，through correcting our value system，
透过我哋教导人做人处事嘅方式方法
，through teaching people how to live，
系为要嚟到实践我哋嘅信仰
，to establish our faith，
以致我哋能够见证上帝嘅国度
，so that we can be witnesses to God's kingdom。
而同时间喺个聚嘅时候
，and as we gather，
我专注呢个教会当中嘅敬拜。
We focus on our worship.
我哋主要学星期五嘅我哋嘅读经，我哋嘅教导。
Our Bible study and our teachings.
我哋参加呢一个圣餐呢个礼仪。
The communion and our ceremonies.
而且分开两个不同嘅方向嚟操练。
And as we separate and as we practice.
向上嘅系爱上帝。
Upwards we love God.
横向系彼此嘅相爱。
Horizontally we love each other.
让呢个嘅操练慢慢嚟转化我哋每一个信徒嘅生命。
May this training slowly change your life.
嚟成为我哋每一个信徒日常生活嘅方式。
To become your daily lifestyle.
我要强调讲就系点解有好多后生嘅话问我哋点解我要翻教会啊
？The young people sometimes ask, "How come we have to go to church?"
我正正要嚟到回答呢一个问题。
He wants to answer your question.
翻教会系好重要嘅。
Coming to church is very important.
大家必须要清楚一件事。
You have to be clear.
当我哋讲呢样嘢嘅时候
，When we talk about this，
我哋知道上帝嘅国度系比教会更加嘅大。
God's kingdom is greater than our church.
教会唔等同于系上帝嘅国度。
This church is not just God's kingdom.
所以教会身为上帝国度一部分。
The church is a part of God's kingdom.
唔系话我哋所有全世界嘅教会加埋一齐，教会嘅建筑物加埋就系个总和就系神嘅国度，唔系咁意思。
Christianity is not the sum of all the church buildings.
而系教会要散去入到人群嘅当中。
The church has to disperse and has to go out among the non-believers.
喺我哋每一个信徒日常嘅生活里边嚟到见证上帝嘅国度。
In our daily lives, we have to be witnesses.
例如传福音
，to spread the gospel.
对社会嘅关怀。
To be concerned about society.
在我们家庭，在我们的职场的当中。
In our families, at our work.
在我们的学校。
At our schools.
在我们朋友中间。
Among our friends.
在社会里面。
In society.
我们不单单说我们只是用口用言语来作见证。
Not just providing testimony with our words.
大家都耳熟能详就说我们需要用这个身用这个我们的生命来表现来见证上帝的福音。
Your life has to be a living witness to God's truth.
而教会之所以能够在外面在人群的当中来见证上帝的国度。
And in order to be a living witness to God.
能够在日常的生活里面来操练能够去实行我们的信仰。
In order to live out your faith in your daily life.
都是因为我们每一个信徒要恒常的回到我们所聚集的教会中心堂。
It's because you have to constantly come back to your home, to your church.
彼此学习。
To learn from each other.
有个集训。
To mutually learn.
来到去实践我们的信仰。
To practice your faith.
大体来讲有很多人认为将大使命看为教会最大的使命。
Some people think that the Great Commission is the greatest mission of our church.
这个是我们的主要学的标准答案。
This is a model answer in our Sunday school.
所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
我没有质疑上帝耶稣所颁布给门徒这个使命的重要性。
He does not question Jesus' mission to his disciples.
但是值得我们留意的就是保罗却在这个以弗所书讲到关于传递上帝的奥秘的时候。
But when Paul talks about training and teaching the mystery of God's word,
他将这个向外
He puts the mission of teaching to the Gentiles on himself.
而他很特別講到話，他要將這個屬靈的勢力作見證的重任是交給教會。
He places on the church the mission of living out God's spiritual power.
保羅說要藉著教會使天上執政的掌權的現在得知神百般的智慧。
Let God's wisdom manifest itself and be revealed to the rulers and authorities in all heaven.
如果要達到這個使命的話，
In order to accomplish this mission,
保罗说教会就必须要用和平彼此的联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The church has to preserve its unity and live out the heart of God.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们生活在一个四分五裂的社会当中。
We live in a fragmented society.
人的自我，人的自私，导致人与人之间互相的不信任。
Our individualism, our selfishness leads us not to trust others.
我们彼此的批评。
We criticize.
我们互相的攻击。
We attack.
而教会作为这个社会的缩影。
The church is a microcosm of society.
今天教会都面对同样的问题。
The church faces the same challenges.
我们这帮基督徒不会说好过外面的人。
Christians are not better than others.
更可惜的就是有一些信徒和领袖中间有很多的闲言闲语。
Unfortunately, there is often gossip among the church and even its leaders.
他认为批评或者指责人家是为了要维护真理。
They think that criticism will uphold the truth.
这个所谓崇高的行为。
This so-called honorable behavior.
他是带来教会付上很大的代价。
Comes at a great cost to the church.
就是导致教会分裂。
It causes the church to separate and divide.
我很相信。
I believe.
教会中的罪所要实践的操练是他内在要为上帝国度的见证就是要追求合一。
We have to pursue unity in our church and inside of us in order to fulfill God's testimony.
这个是今天教会最大使命的其中之一。
This is one of the greatest missions for our church.
我们要这个竭力保守圣灵所给我们的合而为一这个心。
We have to preserve what the Spirit has given us, the Spirit of unity.
简单讲到教会在里面内在对福音的回应。
We talk about the church and its inner response to the gospel.
现在我讲到这类这个这类的使命就是说我们保持合一。
Our inside mission is to keep the unity.
要来见证上帝的国度。
To witness God's kingdom.
现在让我来到讲到关于在外面在那里那里我们的使命是有什么呢
And now we talk about our mission over there, outside.
耶稣说使人和睦的人有福了。
Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers.
我们可以翻译说制造和平的人是有福的。
You can also translate to say, people who make peace are blessed.
弟兄姊妹留意当这个世界一日未到终结的时候黑暗是不会完全的消灭的。
As long as the world exists, so will darkness.
所以今天四处都有这个的争战的风声。
So we have war and conflict all around us.
最近刚听到德州有人开枪杀了九个人是吧还有20多人受伤。
You hear about the shootings all over the world and people getting hurt.
黑暗仍然的不断的笼罩住这个世界。
Darkness covers the earth.
不过上帝的爱他是能够让这个和平可以慢慢一点点地来到存在。
But God's love allowed peace to live in this earth.
想一想。
Think about it.
我们个人心灵那个平静。
Your inner peace.
我们家庭当中彼此关系的和睦。
Your family harmony.
我们教会里面彼此合一的心。
Our united hearts within our church.
人与人之间邻舍互相的互动。
Our relationship with others.
社会关怀或者我们邻舍的关系。
Our community service and our care for our neighbors.
仍然有公义的政治制度。
There is righteousness there.
弟兄姊妹，这些被称为局部性的和平的这个行动，虽然算得什么？
These acts of peace may be insignificant.
但依然是值得基督徒要尽力来到去守护的。
But it's worthy of our keeping and upholding.
在地上教会要建立这个不同形式 或者規模的一些地上的和平。
We have to provide world peace.
最近我們知道後生一班去了三藩市的田德倫區去了叫 City Impact 的一些的活動。
The youth had done community service through City Impact.
他們幫助一些無家可歸的人，是不是怎麼來到去服侍他們？
They learned to serve the homeless.
他們很喜歡這個這樣的體驗，是不是？
They enjoyed the experience.
所以明年他們已經報名說要去了。
And some already signed up for next year.
我們應該延伸去到一種眼界，見到我們在這個社群外面的一些破碎的人，一些的窮人，要去幫助他們。
You have to open your eyes and see the needy outside of this church.
無論我們是不是跟他們一起的受苦，我們需要在個心靈當中見到他們的需要。
Whether you suffer with them, you have to see their needs.
同樣我們的腳告訴我們，我們需要跟他們這班受苦的人來同行。
And you have to walk with them.
教會責無旁貸的，我們需要對這個不公義的這個社會來譴責。
We have to face up to the unjust world.
我們主動地倡議在法律和社會政制的改變。
We want to change law and justice in society.
可以說我們基督徒不是以為我們可以來去改變推翻黑暗。
It's not that we can push back the darkness.
而是在黑暗和這個爭戰的當中。
But even among darkness and conflict.
教會仍然能夠顯露這個世界另外真實的一面。
The church can reveal the alternate view of the world.
上帝的愛依然的存在。
That God's love continues to exist.
有人說基督徒奮力去爭戰。
Some people say Christians fight.
不是去改變這個世界。
Not to change the world.
而是讓這個世界不要改變我們。
But to not let the world change us.
因為今天我們看到世界觀已經開始慢慢地走了進去教會和基督徒的思想裡面。
For the worldly thinking has come into the minds of Christians.
不過我個人認為，
But he thinks,
教會除了不會讓這個世界改變我們之外，
In addition to not letting the world change us,
我們要分別出來之外，
We have to be separate.
我相信，
He believes,
教會的見證依然的正在慢慢地要改变这个世界。
The church's testimony has to change the world.
你信不信？
Do you believe it?
你信不信？
Do you believe it?
你看不看到？
Can you see it?
救恩带给我们人和神的和好。
Gospel has brought reconciliation between God and man.
同时都能够使人与人之间带来和平。
And has brought harmony between believers.
所以教会是有责任去了传扬这个福音。
And the church has a responsibility to evangelize this gospel.
为要让人家都能够知道。
So that others can understand.
人可以彼此的和睦共处的。
That humans can coexist.
既然我们要去传的话。
And as we go out,
每一个信徒就需要动身、欲身、离开，你要踏上这条路。
The Christians have to go out and disperse.
参与这个传递的任务。
And participate in this mission.
由这里。
From here.
去到那里。
Out to there.
从聚。
From gathering.
去到散。
To dispersing.
在里面有合一的见证。
From your united testimony.
在外面能够制造这个和平的见证。
From peace outside.
每一个基督徒都会说，
Every Christian will say,
傳福音是教會的使命。
Evangelism is the mission of the church.
不過傳福音不單單應該只是擺在焦點在神所賜的救恩的上面。
But the focus is not just on the heavenly salvation.
而忘記了我們知道福音原來是兩個的層面的。
But gospel has two aspects.
因為神的角度也都有好的消息。
That God's message has good news.
这个消息是包括了宣扬上帝对罪的审判。
It talks about God's judgment on sin.
这个信息是包括了是个人怎样在社会建立公义和上帝怜悯的需要。
And how God provides for us in our daily lives.
教会的任务不单单只是预备我们这班信徒等上天堂。
We're not just sitting here waiting to go to heaven.
我已经讲了很多次了。
He said it so many times.
我们不是坐在这里大家守礼拜守到那一天我们去见上帝得永生。
We don't just come here every Sunday and wait until the day we meet Christ.
教会嘅任务系需要建立信徒与上帝嘅关系，同埋彼此嘅关系，用团契嚟到去合一。
The church is to build up our relationship with God and with each other so that we can be united.
无论今日谂下，我成日讲一样嘢就系话，当我哋去食呢一个嘅自助餐，任我哋食嘅时候
，When you're at a buffet and you can eat whatever you want.
你拣你食几多碟，你拣得乜嘢要食，冇问题。
You can pick your plates and your dishes and as much as you want.
但最终要你要拎张 credit card 出嚟，要咩啊？要俾钱。
But you still have to pay for it.
因为每一个信徒都有被审判的那一天。
There will be a day of judgment for all Christians.
当你面对基督的审判台前的时候。
And as you come before the table of judgment.
主耶稣所关心的是我们有没有尽力去帮助那些穷人，那些有需要的人。
Jesus will care if you provided for the needy and the weak.
我们不单只是为自己个人怎么去善用上帝给我们的资源。
You're not just responsible for the resources that God has provided to you.
向我们的邻舍。
To your neighbors,
向我哋嘅社区嚟嘅关怀，向神负责。
To your community, you're accountable to God.
你需要尽力嚟透过我哋日常生活所做嘅。
You have to do your best in your daily life.
以及我哋喺拥有我哋嘅影响力。
To use your influence.
而嚟活出基督徒嘅样式。
To live in the image of Christ.
信徒要提升呢一个社会嗰个嘅良善。
You have to raise up the goodness in society.
我哋嘅见证系能够转化呢个社会嘅。
Your testimony can change the world.
我哋嘅见证系能够让上帝嘅国度注入去社会嘅里边。
Your testimony can let God's purpose live out.
我哋改变人心里边嘅生命。
You can change the hearts of others.
慢慢嚟改变外边。
Slowly changing the outside.
当我哋为咗中国。这个社会来祷告的时候
When you pray for China,
这不单只是十年的事
Not just in 10 years,
可能是五十年的事
Maybe in 50 years.
今天如果今天你是一个在机构当中做决策的员工
If you're in management,
你需要明白一样东
西 You have to understand,
你的决定和你怎么去实施那些决定
Your decisions and how to implement them.
你都要向上帝来负责
You're accountable to God.
我讲咁多。
That's all he has to say.
综合以上嘅讲论。
The above message.
教会嘅使命第一就是要咩呀保持同心合一。
The church's first priority is to keep the unity.
喺唔同嘅关系嘅上面建立和平。
In all our relationships, preserve peace.
尽我哋嘅能力嚟到去提升呢个良善。
To do our best to lift up goodness,
你要见证上帝的角度
to witness God's testimony, God's kingdom.
耶稣基督的福音的大能够转变改变这个社会
so that our Christian faith can change the world.
弟兄姊妹你就是教会
Brothers and sisters, you are the church.
你试试看你旁边左右
Look at your neighbors.
他只不过是一个人有什么好看的
They're just human, what's so important?
唔好睇笑你自己嘅位份。
Don't overlook your own position.
上帝话俾我哋知，你系佢嘅儿女。
God tells you that you are His child.
上帝话俾我哋知，佢爱我哋。
God tells you that He loves you.
上帝话俾我哋知，佢愿意将佢独生子嚟到牺牲，系为咗你嘅缘故。
God tells us that He's willing to sacrifice His Son just for you.
你系边一个啊？
Wow, who are you?
你值得咩?
Are you worthy?
你大家要岌头，值得。
You all should say, yes.
是因为耶稣吗?是因为耶稣基督的缘故吗?
It's because of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的爱的缘故吗?
Because of the love of Jesus.
所以当你望隔篱这些这么普通的样貌的人。
So when you look at the ordinary faces,
就是你的队友啊。
These are your teammates.
就是你那个的教练啊。
These are your coaches.
你们要做一场好的 show 啊。
You have to perform well.
告诉人知这个这班的流罗是很厉害的。
To tell people how great.
我们是可以尽我们的勉力来改变这个世界啊。
That we can go out and change the world.
不是我啊。
Not just him.
是福音在我生命里面的能力啊。
It's because of the power of the gospel with him, within him.
我们要成为这个的人间的国度的典范。
We have to be the change in this world.
这个正正就是上帝那个国度一个生活的缩影来的。
The church is a microcosm of God's kingdom.
你喜不喜欢旁边那个啊？
Do you like who you're sitting next to? Maybe you don't know them.
如果你不喜欢的话，那就大剂了。
If you don't like them, then you're in trouble.
因为天国是永恒的话，你成日望住个唔中意人，咁你唔好去咯。
Because God's kingdom is eternal. If you have to look at them for eternity, then better not go.
你明唔明白啊？
Do you understand?
你明唔明白点解翻教会咁重要啊？
Do you understand the importance of coming to church?
你出去话我爱其他人好容易噶。
It's easy to say you love others.
你翻到嚟教会，你爱嗰班。唔係好識嘅人，或者冇關係嘅人，其實都好難嘅。
But it's really difficult to love people you don't really know.
但係呢一個嘅操練場地，我哋唔能夠操練呢一個實踐嘅愛嘅話。
But this is the training ground for love.
咁你話俾人聽乜嘢叫上帝嘅國度啊
？Then you can't tell people what is the kingdom of God.
人哋梗係唔願意嚟啦。
People won't want to come.
所以教會。要活出一个和谐的生活。
So the church has to live harmoniously.
我们需要提升良善。
We have to lift up kindness.
我们这样做。
In this way,
这个是上帝给我们教会的心意。
This is God's will for our church.
三幅皮。讲来讲去。讲来讲去。都是一个道理。
No matter how he says it, there's just one truth.
听得好多了。
You've heard it before.
你都会会心的微笑。
And you laugh in your heart.
摆在心里面。
Put it in your heart.
行出来啊。
Walk it out.
不要只是在这里啊。
Not just here.
最惨的人只是在这里啊。
Unfortunately, some people have it just in their heads.
落不到下面。
Not in their hearts.
落不到这里。
Not in their actions.
我们是活人的。
We are a living human being.
福音令我们活着。
The gospel lets you live.
基督徒要背十字架来跟从耶稣是不容易的。
It is difficult for Christians to bear up the cross.
不过福音不单止给我们人生的方向。
But the gospel not only gives you direction.
福音给我们每一个信徒有生存的力量。
The gospel gives you power to live.
你见到 Danny Hall 在当中就知道什么福音的能力。
When you see Danny Ho among us, you know the power.
6月的时候，医生叫他五日回去做善终。
In June, the doctor told him he had 5 days to live.
9月1号，我仲见到他坐喺度。
September 1st, he's sitting right here.
我记得这个故事，当这个少年的官问耶稣，他说：夫子，我该做些什么可以承受永生？
We've heard the story about the young official who asked Christ,What must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?
这句说话是你要告诉我知。
Jesus responds,
福音的重点不单单是永生。
Gospel's importance is not just eternal life.
福音的重点是要承受永生。
It's how you live with the knowledge of eternal life.
什么意思啊？
What does
that mean?
What's the difference?
耶稣说我来是要叫人得生命并且得更丰盛。
Jesus said, I have come to give life and to give it most abundantly.
所以宣扬福音，让人能够在诸般的困难当中，仍然可以靠着耶稣有生命力来到活着。
To live despite difficulties and to spread this message to the non-believers.
Inherit, 承受啊。我哋今日人生有不同嘅际遇。
We all face many different difficulties.
寻找不同嘅意义。
And we have different visions.
你坐埋一齐倾偈，分享意义嘅时候。
When you sit together and talk about meaning of life.
大家有不同嘅意义。
You have different opinions.
有时好难话系咪信仰俾我哋同一个意义咧
？Does the gospel give us the same meaning?
未必。
Not necessarily.
但系信仰俾我哋有同一嘅方向。
But the gospel gives us the same direction.
最重要是什么?
The most important thing.
我哋能够承受呢个永生。
That you can accept this gospel.
未得到永生之前，我哋俾有神俾我有力量，你去承托住我哋，能够行远呢个人生嘅路。
That God gives you the power to walk this path of eternal life.
原来福音系让人有呢个能力活着。
Gospel gives you the power to live.
教会嘅聚与散系有重大嘅使命嘅。
Churches gathering and dispersing is a great mission.
人生有聚亦都有散。
In life, people come, people go.
但最终嘅，
But ultimately,
我哋会喺永恒当中嚟到去相聚。
We will have an eternal gathering.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你愿唔愿意同中心堂一齐重心合意
？Are you willing to be united with our church?
你要见证上帝嘅国度。
To witness God's kingdom.
系嘅话，起身咯。
If yes, stand up.